From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The latest numbers out this morning on the U.S. economy do little to ease concerns about the strength of the recovery. Consumer prices rose last month for the first time in 4 months, mainly fueled by higher energy prices. But excluding energy, the so-called core rate of inflation barely budged, another sign of weak consumer spending. And in a separate report, the Commerce Department says retail sales rose in July for the first time in 3 months. NPR's Scott Newman says sales were up 0.4%, but the gain was not broad-based.
What strength there was came mainly from higher auto and gasoline sales. The rise in car buying was thanks to summer promotions and easier credit. Nissan, Toyota, and Volkswagen reported the biggest gains. Even so, if autos and gas are stripped away, retail sales in other areas actually fell slightly. Consumer spending is the dominant component of U.S. economic activity, so the latest data does little to offset concerns that the recovery might be slowing. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
Residents of Ames, Iowa, are lining up to get bottled water because the city's water system remains crippled and is putting out water that's not safe to drink. Don Kamm at the city's Emergency Operations Center says serious flooding has compounded the problem.
We had several water main breaks, and with that, we're worried and concerned about possible contamination. We have asked our residents to limit their use of water. We've told them not to drink it.
Kamm says donations of bottled water have come from as far away as Texas. He says the city's water will not be safe to drink until next week. President Obama is set to sign into law this morning a measure that will send hundreds of additional agents to the U.S. border with Mexico to bolster security there. The Senate came back into session from its summer recess to approve the bill, the first time that's happened in decades. But only two senators showed up. One of them, Charles Schumer of New York, spoke to a basically empty chamber about the need for the measure.
These new agents will form a strike force that will be deployed in different areas of the southwest border depending on where the need is greatest at any particular moment.
NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president sees the legislation as a way to strengthen efforts to target gangs and criminal groups that operate on both sides of the border.
President Obama says those resources will make an important difference in his efforts to combat cross-border smuggling of drugs, guns, and people. He also promised to keep pressing for a more comprehensive approach to immigrant smuggling. That would include a push to keep illegal immigrants out of the workplace and a path to legal status for millions of undocumented workers who are already here. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Heavy rain in northwest China has brought search and relief efforts there to a virtual standstill. New mudslides have killed another 24 people. On Wall Street, stock prices are modestly lower at the start of trading. The Dow is down 17 points. The Nasdaq Composite is off 5 points. This is NPR News from Washington. A report on earthquake recovery efforts in Haiti finds that after an initial quick response to humanitarian needs, little work has been done there in recent months to clear away the rubble left by the quake. Former U.S. Special Envoy to Haiti James Dobbins says removing that rubble and debris is the single most important step toward reconstruction. A federal judge in California has cleared the way for the resumption of same-sex marriages next week unless a court of appeals takes that action to stop them. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio says some county clerks in California are planning extended office hours next week for gay couples seeking to get married.
If the appeals court doesn't intervene, thousands of gay couples will be in lines at county offices throughout the state, according to Jeff Kors of Equality California.
But for people who have waited a lifetime, another week is not the worst thing.
Saying gay marriage threatens traditional family values, critics vow to pursue an appeal. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
A business organization in California is warning of major problems should a ballot measure that would legalize marijuana in the state be approved by voters. Denise Davis, a spokeswoman for the California Chamber of Commerce, says the measure would lead to more accidents in the workplace by forcing employers to let workers smoke pot on the job.
It would put a burden on employers to essentially protect workers who use marijuana, would protect their rights over the rights of other employees. It creates a new protected class of workers in the state of California.
The backers of the measure say employers could still hold workers accountable for their job performance. Recent polls have shown California voters are sharply divided on the question of whether to legalize marijuana in the state. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support